I've been hearing from many clients and friends that they're confused by their feelings recently. Either the stronger, kind of bopping all over the place between feeling anxious and joyous and distracted, to feeling maybe a little bit flat, like expecting to feel joyous and energized after getting a vaccine, but still feeling kind of wary and flat. Whatever you're feeling. The problem comes when we assign a meaning to that feeling too quickly or act upon it too quickly. So taking a moment to create some space to allow feelings, to create space between that feeling and assigning a meaning to it or acting upon it, is where you can really get your power and energy back to feel what you want to feel, to start to engage in life in a smart way. So let's just reflect on that for a moment and ground ourselves into allowing that. Have a seat and roll your shoulders up and back and sit kind of firmly in the chair. Take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths and let go of any tension you're feeling somewhere. Just in through your nose and out through your mouth, maybe a little deeper than normal, airing out the cobwebs in the bottoms of your lungs. And now place a hand on your heart and just gently rub or pat whichever feels better to you in a comforting way, the way you would soothe a child who's had strong feelings. And say to yourself, I don't need to judge my feelings. Sometimes I need to just accept them and get the information later. It's okay to feel. Bring your awareness to your hand touching your chest, providing comfort. And then some awareness to the area of your chest underneath your hand, receiving the comfort. And give yourself permission to feel self-comforted, to have feelings that come or go, and the ability to comfort yourself, the ability to ground yourself, to come back to your breath, to remember what matters, to know that feelings pass, to know that you have power in how you assign meanings to them. You are not bad for feeling anxious. You're not bad for feeling sad. It's your feelings. They may provide data for what you should do with them, but they don't need judgment. They need comfort. And that's okay. It's not weak despite what we've been taught in our society. Take another slow, deep breath and allow that comfort to seep into somewhere that needs it in your mind and body. And make a promise as you go forward to just notice when you're jumping to assigning meanings to your feelings. And could you take a pause and comfort and make a decision from your kinder, gentler mind what you should do with that feeling? Wishing you well-being going forward. Take care of you.